USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate trial of President Trump continues, a tit-for-tat in the Senate floor is going on between House managers and President Trump's legal team as they debate rules.
Mr. Schiff also talked about a trifecta. I'll give you a trifecta. During the proceedings that took place before the Judiciary Committee, the President was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The President was denied the right to access evidence. And the President was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings. That's a trifecta. A trifecta that violates the Constitution of the United States.
Boeing's troubles with its 737 MAX airplane is having a major impact on the Dow today. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 152 points to finish at 29,196. The S&P lost 9 to close at 33,21. The NASDAQ was also down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Supreme Court justices have made a pair of big decisions, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Supreme Court will not be taking up Obamacare anytime soon, as word came on Tuesday morning that justices were rejecting a plea by Democrats to expedite a review of the lawsuit that threatens the health care law. The Supreme Court sending the case back to a lower court for clarification. It's good news for Republicans, bad news for Democrats who wanted to make it a big campaign issue. The Supreme Court is giving Flint, Michigan residents the green light to file a civil rights lawsuit against city and government officials over lead contamination in the city's water supply.
Opening statements in Harvey Weinstein's sex assault trial begin on Wednesday. The former movie mogul is accused of a 2013 rape in a New York City hotel room and another forcible sex act in 2006 in his Manhattan apartment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump is over in Davos, Switzerland, meeting with the top economic leaders of the world. The president was asked about impeachment.
That whole thing is a hoax. It goes nowhere because nothing happened. The only thing we've done is a great job. We have the strongest country in the world by far.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is apologizing to former Vice President Joe Biden for an op-ed on Monday written by one of his campaign surrogates that claimed Biden has a big corruption problem. Biden tells CBS This Morning,
"Look, Joe Biden is a friend of mine. I've known him for many, many years. He's a very decent guy. And Joe and I have strong disagreements on a number of issues, and we'll argue those disagreements out. But it is absolutely not my view that Joe is corrupt in any way. And I'm sorry that op-ed appeared."
The Vermont senator continues,
"If anyone knows me, what I believe is we need a serious debate in this country on issues. We don't need to demonize people who may disagree with us. We don't need personal attacks. I mean, our difficulty is, I appeal to my supporters, please, engage in civil discourse. And by the way, we're not the only campaign that does it. Other people do, act that way as well. But I would appeal to everybody. Have a debate on the issues."
Senator Sanders, a busy man, splitting his time between Washington, D.C. and Iowa. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.